R.B. Russell, Waiting for the End of the World. Narrated by Rainer Borton. Chapter 1. October 2006. Lana and I are on the train home from Middlesbrough after a night out with Rosie and Tom. We are leaving Redcar East with just Longbeck and Mask to go before we reach the end of the line at Saltburn. Lana is sitting opposite me, her head resting against the carriage window. Her eyes are closed. She's tired, but I know she isn't asleep. I'd like to talk, but at least I can stare at her without being challenged. She really does look particularly stunning. Because of the dim lights in the club, she has put on more makeup than she would do normally, exaggerating the size of her eyes and her lips. She has even added false eyelashes, and she is wearing the dark red dress I bought her at Christmas. I notice all this, and such details as the choker necklace and the ring with the little rubies. Both were once her grandmother's, because I do value her, no matter what she might think. I guess she has made the effort because of our...